kingdavid.org, or you may call our office at 225-927-0577. That's 225-927-0577. If you've been blessed by this broadcast, Dr. Montgomery would like for you to do three things. Pray for this ministry, partner with this ministry, and tell others about this ministry. Now, we pray the Lord's richest blessings upon you and invite you to listen each Monday through Friday at this same time for the Movement of Christ broadcast.
This is KAYT, Gina, Alexandria. This is Gospel Radio at its very best. 88.1. KAYT, praising the Lord.
Good morning, and thank you for tuning in to the Divine Word of God, brought to you by Reverend Eugene Stevenson, host pastor of the New Jerusalem Baptist Church of Alexandria and New Beulah Baptist Church of Boyce, Louisiana. Now let's go into a service already in progress.
He asked those boys, did you catch any fish? Now he know they didn't catch none, but Jesus is sarcastic. They said, we ain't got nothing. And so when they were dying and stuff, and Jesus was talking to them and things like that, he was asking Peter a question, do you love me? Feed my sheep. He asked him again, do you love me? Feed my lamb. And, you know, on and on. But the main thing is, Peter replied back to Jesus, what about him? Talking about John. Right. And the Bible says, I'm just trying to tell you what's going on. The Bible says that Jesus asked Peter, said, told him, said, don't worry about him, in other words. What's it to you?
All right,
he was like, what about him? Don't worry about him. You just gonna do what I say. Because see, Peter, let me check this. Peter, let's go back to the 22nd chapter of Matthew. The Bible says when Jesus went up and they were in the coast of Tyre and Sidon, 15:22. And the Bible says there was a poor woman, Afro-American woman, Syrophoenician woman. And she came to seek Jesus.
All right,
and Peter cried out, send her away. So Jesus knows what's in your heart anyway. Because he knew that Peter was a racist. He was a Jew, and he didn't like nobody else. He cut that man ear off, didn't he? But anyway, here, they didn't got it together because the Bible said, let me put my glasses on. The Bible said, now Peter and John went up together into the temple at the hour of prayer. And it's what being what? The ninth hour. Because we remember from the sixth to the ninth hour, there was darkness all over the land. Jesus had gave up the ghost and said, Father, into my hands, I commit my spirit. That's why we got the table there. Symbolizing the Last Supper. That is strength because I think that's in 6th chapter of John and 53 say, if you don't eat my flesh and drink my blood, you don't have no life. I think that's what he said. I know that's what he said. And then, what you call him right here? He wrote another story. He said, in St. Corinthians 15:15, he said, my brother, be ye steadfast. Sylvester, I'm coming. Unmovable. Always abounding in the work of the law. For as much as you know, I don't want my labor in vain, y'all. Because it's too close because they got up here reading about the water bad. Huh? I remember the time we used to walk and drink out the water fountain. Y'all, how many of y'all know we drink out the water fountain? Huh? Water hose, amen. We go play. The old folks say, y'all put y'all shoes on. But I was some crazily bit and stick a nail in my foot. They didn't go to no doctor. They put that turpentine on me. From TV. Y'all remember that kind of stuff? I'm talking about the old way. That's a good one. You want me to tell you what I said? Jeremiah 6:16. He said, thus said the Lord, stand ye in the way and ask for the old path, which is the good way. And walk therein. The old way is the good way. We used to stand on the corner and used to go to school. We had, I don't know if y'all know about hog-head cheese. They say knee-high great cold drink. I don't know if y'all know about that. Knee-high great strawberry. I think it was like a quarter back then. You can't get that for that now. You'll run you out the store back. Amen. And being the ninth hour, two broke preachers now. And look what two said. A certain man, lame from his mother's, in other words, he couldn't walk. How many know people that like that? You think, and like you were saying in Sunday school, let me tell you something. If you don't, you want to complain, walk up and down Rapid Gym. Go up and down Cabrini. Them people can't do for them shit, can't tie their own shoe. I bet you'll get outside and say, Lord, I thank you. Yeah. Whatever you're going through, go to the hospital. Go to Indiana. You think you're, amen. You got some people that's in some bad shape. Yeah. I ain't up here, I'm telling you what I know. Man, you got some people that's in bad shape. But I thank God that he blessed us with a little portion of our health and strength this morning. Woke us up this morning, clothed in our sound right mind. Got a little food on our table. Amen. You need to say thank you, Lord. Yeah, let me tell you something. You need to owe God, you owe God some praise for that.
Right. Yeah, you're right.
We all are. I do too. My feet don't fit no limb. I owe God some praise. Because if it had not been for the Lord on my side and your side, we wouldn't be sitting on them pews today. These old broke preachers going to church. And let me tell you something else about them. They didn't have no money, but they had favor from God. Huh? I'm going to say it again. They didn't have no money, but they had favor from God. You might not have no money today, but you ask the Lord, Lord, give me favor. Lord, give me compassion to have. Somebody know what I'm talking about up in here. When you got the favor of God on your life, you got more than money. Are you trying to figure it out? The more utility bills going up every month. Maybe it's going up a little higher. It's $5 higher on mine now. I said, oh, Lord. But I just asked the Lord to give me a little more nickels to pay with. He'll work it out. He may, like I said, he may not come when you want. But he's on time, though. I think in Psalms 35, it says, we've been and do it for a night. But joy coming in the morning. Listen, what it said. It said, lame from his mother's womb was carried. Now, somebody had to put him there at the gate where they was going to church at. You know how you go into church and people be big and, you know, for money. Some of you might say, well, I ain't got no money. Ask for a dollar. I ain't got no money. I ain't no chair. You know, if that person, look at me, let me take it by me. When I see people that ask for dollars, I tear my pocket off getting to them. If they want to buy whatever, at least I pass that test. Because the Bible says, beware of strangers. Right. Because they may be entertaining an angel. Jesus ain't going to come to you looking all cute, wearing all silk suit, and new shoes on, and new hat. Jesus ain't going to come like that. No. He's going to come to you raggedy. Huh? Raggedy clothes on. Old shoes on your foot. That's how Christ come to you. The poor. That's who he came, right? To the poor, what? Because they say he's a friend to the friends. And he's a mother to the mothers. I don't know about you, but my mama gone me love. But I know one thing, she the gone close eye. God was a mother to me. To care of me. Won't he do it? Won't he take care of you? Let me say, lady. at the gate called Beautiful to ask of them alms. That means he was asking for some money.
All right.
Huh?
All right.
But they broke, they ain't got no money. See, a lot of times we ask God for one thing, but God will give you what you really need. See, sometimes we ask for money, but God will give us a little bit more help and strength. And I'm talking to somebody, you might be wanting, you know, need a little money, yeah, but God will give you something else better than money. If you got your health and strength, you got something better than money.
Amen.
Amen.
And look what he's saying. Boy, these old boys here, something else. They sold out for Jesus. And I'm trying to tell you, up in Acts 2, the Bible said they had everything in common. This was the early church. Wasn't brought with no building, but this was the church that Jesus established with his own blood. He said, up on this rock, I'll build my church. That's in Matthew chapter 16:18. And against the head shall not prevail against it. I don't know what about you standing, but you ain't got no relationship with the law. You need to get a relationship with the law. Because in this crazy time, old crooked Donald Trump and all these old crazy, man, don't you know you got to be hooked up with Jesus at Diane saying, well, you got to be hooked up to Jesus now. It's crucial now. Ain't like it used to be. Times are, you know, it's so crucial now. You go buy some eggs, they were $3-4 for a half a dozen. Look, God Almighty. Now he said, old dozen. I said, half a dollar. But God will make a way out of no way. Am I lying? Look at the SNAP program that the people got their food stamp, don't they? Amen. One thing Donald Trump trying to do, but God, on the other hand, working behind the scenes. Let me tell you something. God is my everything. God is your everything. Don't try to do it on your own because you're going to mess it up. But there's a scripture in Proverbs 16:25. Say, there's a way that seems right unto a man, but the end thereof, ways of death. They treating you bad on your job? Tell it to the Lord.
Yeah.
I'm talking to somebody up in here.
Yeah.
I know them jobs, they want you to do this, that, and somebody done that, you know, he's going to do you all kind of things. Now, just tell the Lord. I say, Lord, you see how they're doing me. I'm asking you, Lord, to help me.
Yeah.
Because the ground is too great for me. Help me, Lord. Like you helped Elijah when he was running from Jezebel. You remember that? Huh? Elijah said, Lord, I done had too much. I'm just going on there for a minute. I'm just want to just die. You, I done been, he done went a day's journey, running from Jezebel, left his servant there and all that. And the Lord said, get up. I got a cake with a cool of water. I want you to drink that because the journey is too great. And the Bible said he went 40 days and 40 nights. Now watch their meal together in the 17th chapter of Matthew. The Bible says on the day of the transfiguration, Jesus went up into the mountain, but he couldn't talk to them boys in the flesh, so he had to transfigure them out of the flesh into the spirit. And they begin to talk to one another, Moses, Elijah, and Jesus. What kind of?
What a combination.
What a combination that is. And I heard Peter say, Lord, it's good to be here. Let's just make three churches. One for you, one for Moses and one for Elijah. The bright cloud overshadowed him and say, this is my beloved son, in him whom I'm well pleased. Hear ye him. We need to hear Jesus more than we got to hear the world. Because the world ain't got nothing to offer but death. Sin leads to death. And I'm trying to help you tell somebody, don't be caught up in that sin stuff, because the world is just fading away. And you can see it on, as you see every day, how things are just changing. How they cutting out this, cutting out that, cutting out this. Them old folks need their medicate. Yeah, they need it. But we got some people in the White House don't care about nobody but the rich. The rich get richer and they're trying to keep the poor poor. Kind of like Balak and Balaam. Y'all remember that in the book of Numbers? Huh? When old Balak said, I want you to go curse them people. Because there's too many of me. And Balaam said, look, if you had a house full of silver, I can't go against what God said. But he kept on hitching him and showing him all that money. You know, the money is the root of all evil anyway. But he kept on, he went on anyway. But God said, who is them people anyway? Now, God, you know who the people here. But he's sarcastic. Because remember when he said, I'm going to prepare a place for you. That where I am, you may be also. And if it were not so, I would have told you. Huh? Ain't that what Jesus said? Yeah, we know we say, let not your heart be troubled. But he be troubled sometimes. Am I talking to somebody? We get troubled sometimes every now and then. I think we do. We flesh. But you got to speak back to him and say, Lord, you said in your word, John 14 chapter and the 27th verse, peace I be with you. My peace I give, not as the world give it. Let not your heart be troubled. If you say those kind of things, Lord, you say, if I'm for you, who can be? That's how I do. I talk back to one. Early in the morning, I be praying for y'all. 5 o'clock in the morning, 5:30. There she goes. She can take every morning. Because I know one thing. Y'all going through trouble. If I'm going through trouble, I know y'all going through hell and high water too. I got that much sense to know. It's tight, but it's right. 2 plus 2, I know what that means. I ain't got to go to no college to do that. I know what that's for a fact. If I'm going through hell or something in hot water, well, I know the devil knocking on your door too. So I'm the leader. I got to do what I got to do. I got to pray for the people. It's because you don't see me, but I'm praying for the members of this church here. That's what God put me over, New Jerusalem. So I got to do what he said, not what man said. Look what happened. Look what happened. Look what happened. I'm going to close this thing out. Ooh, Lord. My glasses. Let me get my glasses. Look what it say. And who seeing Peter and John about to go into the temple, asked alms. Peter fastened his eyes him with John and said, look on us. In other words, I know you think we got some money, but we ain't got that what you asked for. We got something better than money. And that's the way God is. God will bless you when you least expect it. God will come when you're trying to figure it out. God will bless you. I know you're blessed. It's hot up in here. We'll go have your roof. Look what happened. They say, and he gave heed. In other words, he was expecting to receive some money. But then look what Peter said. There's a conjunction in verse 6. Then Peter said, silver and gold. I'm going to say it again. Then Peter said, silver and gold, I don't have. We don't have that. We got favor from God. We've been with God. See, when you've been with the Lord, you know how to treat your fellow brother. You'll know how to treat your fellow sister. When you've been with the Lord will teach you how to treat the one that treats you bad. Because that's the Bible said in St. Luke 6:28, bless them that curse you and pray for them. Am I talking to somebody up here? He said, then Peter and John say, silver and gold have I none, but such as I give thee. Because I remember the scripture say, there is no other name, I think it's in Acts 4:11. Give it among men whereby we must be saved. Amen, amen. This is the stone we were selling all you. In other words, you kicked over that stone. Oh, yeah. Y'all call that stone a wine bearer, a friend of public in the sinner. Well, if he couldn't go to the sinner, y'all wasn't going to go to him. Send him to counsel, Pharisee, Sadducee. Come here, Pharisee. You know, a lot of people want to talk, but they don't, you know. Y'all know people like that? Child, I'm there. Child, I'm there. If I was you, I'd do it this way. Y'all know some people like that?
Yeah.
They used to come to mama's house and tell my mama do this. And mama be chewing that back 100 miles. I'm like, look, see you? You go on back out that door where you can. Let the door not hit you where. That's old folks stuff.
That's your real.
No, you don't know nothing about that. You know about that PlayStation stuff and that stuff right there. I don't know nothing about that. No, but I'm old fat. Let me tell you something. Them old folk brainwashed me. They said, don't eat no water, you know, and don't eat no cold drink, because that's a key. Y'all remember that case?
Yeah.
Don't eat that. Don't eat no tuna fish. No. And I was brainwashed over there. I don't eat watermelon today. No. You know watermelon. Because I know it's not right, but that's the way I come up. I come up like that. Okay? And one thing about me, the old folks, they were selling. They didn't take no wood nickels. If I could turn back.
The hands of time.
But I can't turn them back. But I'm just saying, it's so crucial now. Your own people that you think they love you, they're the ones stabbing you in your back. Even on your job. You got people on your job. You think they're going to give you a promotion. They give it to the PDs. Amen. Am I talking to somebody up in here? You got people on them job. Don't mean you no good. Don't even mean they don't self no good. They ain't never to hear you. They all about that dollar. Y'all know some people like that? Let me go and quote this thing out, because let me go and stop marrying. Look what it say. It say, but such as I give thee in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, walk. Now watch what verse 7 say. Now he just didn't tell him that and walked away. He took him by the right hand. Huh? He didn't lead him. He didn't just say, oh, you name, and walked away. He went to the man. I can see that the Spirit of the Lord was up on Peter and John. See, when you got the Spirit of the Lord on you, you know how to treat people that's down and out. When you got the Spirit of the Lord upon you, huh? You know how to treat people. Just because they don't have or what ain't on your level, that don't mean you got to treat them any kind of way. Instead of you pushing them down, you need to be reaching them. Because I heard the Bible say in 2 Peter 2:9, who called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. I don't know who I'm talking to this morning, but I thank God that he pulled me up out of darkness. Eugene Stevens. Running around being like a little, you know, whatever, you know, doing all kinds of things that I was big and bad enough to do.
Yeah.
But when I got a taste of the Holy Ghost, I say, when I got a taste of the Holy Ghost, Jesus, I say Jesus, the author and the finisher of my faith, wash me in the blood of the Lamb like he did you. Have he washed you in the blood of the Lamb? Have he set you on a hallelujah praise with praise on my lips? I don't know about you, but I see the blood of the Lord up on his door. The Bible says he was bleeding like a hog. Never said a mumbling word. And God, ain't he all right? All right, I say, ain't he all right? Took up on himself one fight. He decided to die for you and I, for you to lose. Look in the cup and say, Father, let this cup pass from me. Nevertheless, not my will, but thy will. But why he can't help himself?
like they came. And we all right. Think about you, how he led you to be saved. And we all ain't he good? Ain't he good? I bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continue to be in my mouth. My soul shall make my boast in the Lord. The humble shall get the love. Oh, magnify the Lord with me. And let us exalt his name. Because his name is above every name. He drops down. He said, the angel of the Lord.
That you were inspired, encouraged, and led to a deeper walk with God with host pastor Reverend Eugene Stevenson. New Jerusalem is located at 708 University Street in Alexandria. Service times are Sunday school at 9:30 a.m., morning worship at 11 a.m., and Wednesday Bible study is at 5 p.m. New Beulah Baptist Church is located at 908 Carlos Street in Boyce, Louisiana, and service times are every second and fourth Sunday at 8:15 a.m. Until the next time, may God bless you and keep you is our prayer.
KAYT, Monroe, West Monroe, 98.9.
Good morning. On behalf of Superintendent and Pastor Maurice Johnson, we welcome you once again to the Johnson Temple Church of God in Christ Saturday morning broadcast on KAYT. As a reoccurring community announcement, Johnson Temple Feeding the Hungry program takes place every second and fourth Wednesday, 11:30 a.m. to 1 o'clock p.m. In addition to receiving a hot meal, perishable and non-perishable food items are available for individuals in need. This program is free to everyone, regardless of income or status. The public is invited, and volunteers are welcome. For more information, please call the church at 337-239-3845. In today's broadcast, you will hear a selection from the Johnson Temple Choir off their recording, Magnify Him, and the spoken word given by Elder Jerry Taylor. May God bless and keep you is our prayer.